Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my wonderful, fantastic, curious audience. Okay, so today we're going to drop back into healing. I know last week we talked about new kink, but this week we're going to drop into talking about some healing. So today I want to talk about the importance of body work. What is body work? The importance of body work in helping to heal trauma, especially physical and sexual trauma that you store in our bodies. And so let's start with, what is body work? Well, body work is somebody touching your body. And there's all different, there's a plethora. I don't think I can say that again. A plethora. There's a shit ton of different body work modalities. Okay. So there's energy work, and in the energy work, there's like, again, a shit ton of modalities. There's, just being able to touch the body and be in the body and be present in the body. Massage, chiropractor, these are also deemed as body work. So basically it's, body work is all things of a body touching nature. Okay. Now, recently, so in case you don't know this about me, because I don't talk about it very much, it's like a secret. Shh. I am a really, really profound healer. And I don't talk about it much, but I do body work to help and have for years and years and years. We're talking about over 15, even over 15 years in which I have been doing body work for people, especially to heal trauma and sexual trauma and trauma from birth. I do lingam massage, which is just a nice tantric word for penis, and yoni massage, which is just a nice soft tantric word for vaginas. Okay. I do use tantric philosophies in doing the work that I do. I also do a lot of energy healing, magic work that you can listen to episodes when I get, my woo-woo on. But the fundamental piece of doing hands-on work for clients is that, which is why it's really important, and I'm going to talk about in how it's different. So when we're doing cognitive reprogramming or talk therapy experiences, that's great. That's an important part of healing. It's an important part of self-awareness, making some changes in our neural pathways, depending on what kind of, talk therapy or cognitive therapy that you're doing. It can be very profound and incredibly wonderful ways in which to add to your healing process. But one thing that cognitive or talk therapy cannot get to is what is stored on an on our cellular level of our bodies. And so when we have trauma, it affects all aspects of it. It affects our mind, but it also affects and stores memories are stored in our bodies. Just like we have a we smell something, and that scent, that smell, that's our physical body. That smell brings us back to a memory. Or we hear a song on the radio that reminds us of a time, and that is, again, that's our audio memory. And so this, which is all about the body, okay? It's not about the mind and the thought processes and reprogramming. It's not about the brain. It's about what has happened when you go through a traumatic experience, how it stores itself on a cellular level in our body. And the only way that I have personally and professionally over the years seen any real profound changes that it rem gets it out of the body is using body work in different modalities and movement, and you know, like, but being in the body and finding out, talking to the body and finding out what the body needs and how can the body release that. And so when we just do talk therapy, we're missing that part. The other thing is that in my realm, as doing, you know, being the, you know, sex girl, all things sexual wellness, in order for us to have sexy time with someone else and we've had traumatic experiences, it's the body. It's the body's feelings. It's how the body reacts to being touched. It's how safe you feel. It's you're are you able to be in your body, or do you need to dissociate because of your past trauma that you need to just dissociate from your body, meaning that you aren't able to be orgasmic. You aren't being really present when you're having sex. You may have to consume substances just to be able to get through the experience. And we can talk. We can do all the cognitive reprogramming we want, but it still takes feeling safe and reprogramming with somebody that you feel safe to do that with to not flinch when somebody touches a part of your body that may have been violated. And so this is why it's so important. And this is why I'm having this conversation. You know, I recently was talking to a therapist who of one of my clients, and you know, my ther that therapist was really uncomfortable with the work I did. Just gonna call it out there. Let's talk about some of the shame. Other people's perceptions and other people's shame, right? Like when I said yoni massage, we're like, oh, when I said vagina massage, did you go like, ah? When I talked about lingam massage, we were like, ah. Or when I said penis massage, we're like, ah. So typically, and I know why this is, okay? So, you know, therapists, and this is why, in case you were like wondering, why isn't Gaia a therapist? This is why. What I'm about to tell you is why. In traditional talk therapy, psychotherapy, psychology, psychiatric, you're not allowed to touch the body. And that's because, unfortunately, there were some predators, as there unfortunately are all over the place. And it was a way to keep some clear boundaries to prevent predatory behavior from happening. And you know, doctors and psychiatrists and psychologists and therapists breaching the power dynamic and taking advantage of and being abusive. And so, you know, if you are part of any of those groups, you're part of a, you know, there's a college that regulates this, and you're not allowed to, and you're there's a whole thing, there's a whole series of things you're not allowed to do. So when I was in school, and everybody kept talking to me about their stuff and their trauma and their, you know, I'm basically doing, ended up doing, you know, doing all this therapy with everybody around me all the time. I remember my teacher, I was in a program called Working with Abused Women and Children, and one of my professors said, "Hey, you know, your deep understanding of human sexuality and your comfort with human sexuality would make you an ideal sex therapist." And I was like, right. So then I researched it, and then there was all these limits of like I couldn't help touch the body and support the body, and I was like, that's not going to work, because I knew that the quickest way to heal when you've been physically violated is to have somebody who is safe to reprogram what that feels like in a good way. Hold on, I'm gonna sneeze, maybe. Nope, false alarm. Instead, we're gonna cough. Is to reprogram that with somebody with consent, and reclaiming your voice and being able to say, stop touching me, and say, okay, I want that touch and I like that touch, and to be in the body and to be present and to hold space when parts of the body are numb and you can't feel them, and you know, awakening, as you know, I'm you know, doing all these different techniques to awaken that part of the skin and the nerve endings and the erogenous zones, and awakening that, and that has been blocked because of a trauma that's blocked it because it wasn't safe. And so we can talk about that, but nothing is like, if you can't feel, if you have no sensation on your shoulder, we'll take something really safe for everybody. If you can't feel anything on your shoulder, talking about that you can't feel anything on your shoulder isn't going to help your shoulder ever feel anything. It's just not. What's going to help is touching that shoulder and reconnecting the pathways that say, okay, this is a good touch. This is a safe touch. I can feel this. It's all right to feel this. The sensation is okay to feel. It's like, oh, it's a rewiring. We're reconnecting because those connections were severed, whether because of pain, because of trauma, because of something horrific that happened. So body work's important. But consensual, ethical, and safe body work is more important. So you really want to make sure that if you're like, oh, this is really intriguing to me, and I could see how maybe, you know, I've been struggling with feeling, you know, every time my partner touches part of my body, I don't really feel it's numb, I don't feel anything, or I'm ticklish and I don't want to be touched, which is a body's defense mechanism often for underneath feeling unsafe. So if it's so the nerve endings are so hypersensitive, then you push away the touch, and it's like, I'm ticklish. So everybody's like, well, I understand ticklish. So people respect it. And each time that happens, you create a new neural pathway that says, oh, we don't want to be touched, we just have to be ticklish. Right. So it's very complicated. The body, the brain, how we function as a sexual being is incredibly complex. It's all intertwined with each other. So I kind of got sidetracked on tickling. Oh, right. Okay. So if you are struggling and you're like, oh, these maybe this is the thing that can help me, don't just look up yoni massage or lingam massage, or you know, you really, really want to do your research to make sure that the person that you are going to have doing body work with you is a safe person. And if you've had enough trauma in your life, you may not even know how to recognize a safe person. So I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that. But the key is that, does it feel icky? Okay, so that's what we'll start with, all right? Like, so when you call them or you talk to them, do you feel like, is there any feeling of like ick factor? That it feels off? That your gut's like, there's something off about this. Does it feel like they're predatory? Does it feel like They're getting turned on by having this conversation with you, because doing body work for therapeutic purposes is about being the vessel and not about my own sexual gratification ever. And if that's a part of it, that is makes it makes it messy. It makes it not clean, and it makes it again potentially more re-traumatizing. So you really want to do your research. If you feel like, oh, you're drawn to feeling safe with me, then reach out to me and we can set up how we can best support you in healing and doing some body work for you. Whether that's you coming, like I have a client this week who's, coming from the US. They're staying for 3 days, and we're doing 3 days of intensive body work. So again, it's possible. So what are the things? So again, it's about, so here's some, if you're like, well, what do you do? So I'm going to talk a little bit about what I do. So I assess the situation. we start, we do have a whole conversation about what do I need to be aware of, what trauma there might be. If we have a lot of trauma, I may just do a full intake session with no body work on that day so that you can just drop in and we can find out your sexual history and we can find out your trauma and we can find out what's going on. And then when we do the body work, do breathing, each body releases what it's how it's stored differently. So some people a visualization of releasing it, some people we might need to make some m sounds, some people might need to move, some people might use color, temperature. So each person is different. And my job is to figure out what that is. That's where my skill comes in. And what do you need? What is the reason we're doing the body work? If it's to heal trauma, it may be doing our, a first session may just simply be doing a consent, reclaiming the body with consent, where I ask to touch parts of your body, you tell me no, then you tell me yes, and we do that throughout your whole entire body so that you now have reclaimed that because that was taken away from you. We may never get to the genitals. We may work on the genitals because there's some trauma that's stored there. Depends on what we're doing and why we're doing it. If it's to awaken your body, then there's a whole different series of different sensations and touch to activate the nerve endings to awaken. So yeah, there's lots of things going on. But the moral of the story is you want to find somebody that's safe and knows what they're doing. You want to explore it in a way to tap into your body and that you're turning off your brain and we're waking up your body because your brain has been doing a lot to keep you safe. And so we're going to wait. So it's disconnected from aspects, either all of your body or aspects of your body. And so we want to wake that up because that's interfering in you feeling pleasure in your body, sensations in your body, joy in your body, having sexual interactions with others. All of this is part of when we've experienced trauma. And that trauma can be childhood trauma, it can be sexual trauma, it can be physical trauma, it can be even giving birth as a trauma. It can be having a really bad sexual experience. That can be a trauma that's anchored into the body. So there's so many ways, there's so many things that we can carry that we can release. And, I'm here. That's what I do. Right. So, yes, body work is important, especially when you're healing trauma that the body is storing. Oh, another trauma that I haven't talked about is, sorry, is surgery trauma and sickness trauma and disease trauma. If you've had surgery or you've had a part of your body removed because of, cancer or because you need, because you needed to. We can create new neural pathways to either activate that area in a pleasurable way or finding new areas to activate for pleasure if that's been, if that is no longer possible. So, prostate cancer, breast cancer, these are typical, really extreme of, being paralyzed. There's all different ways that body work can help to reconnect new neural pathways and new pleasure pathways. So it's like amazing. And we don't talk enough about it. And I don't talk enough about it. Like I said, you may not even know I did this. This is how it's like secret. So, anyways, so if you want some body work, reach out to me, kymorissette.com, and I can help you out, as well as I know some other amazing different body work practitioners that do different things as well. So have a great day. May your body be alive and awake, and if not, reach out. Bye. Mwah. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.